Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
Stick to sports.
The stick to sports era is officially over.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, well, look, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, the Great Pumpkin Carol, and me being in your studio. All great things that some people believed weren't real. And yet here we are in the Well and Wonder studio in Northwest D.C. And you've got a special guest with us today, Kristen Burcett from Channel 9. Good, great day, Washington, every morning at 9.
Yep, 9 a.m., yeah.
Not, make it a great day.
Not good day.
Great.
Great day.
We want you to have a great day.
Exactly. Kristen has done sports in the market for how many years before doing this morning thing?
I was here in D.C. for 6-7 years, and now I've been on Great Day for about 6-7 years.
Okay. I asked her, Carol, I said, do you miss the sports?
The sports.
The sports.
Yeah.
You still do some of the sports in the morning.
Some of the sports, you know, the good sports news or everything. But
so your answer to that is?
No. Not in this town.
Well, we're running into a real stretch here, Carol, where the teams are going to be bad.
Well, I mean, that's the We're in the yoga studio, right? So please allow me to say the fight, flight, freeze model with any kind of stressful situation. I mean, we both did the flight, right? So we
what do you mean you did the flight?
We did the flight. We're like, we're out of here.
This is just,
it's too much. It's too much toxic energy for us. We both left sports.
You were a victim of the pandemic. You were working in sports for Masson, doing the
Nationals. Yeah, I meant local. Our local sports office.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was the same. It's like the whole NFL draft. I hear it, and it's just like, I got to get away. I got to run the other direction, Commanders, NFL draft.
But now there is such crunching consolidation. I mean, traditional media, which we have all been in, is under siege. It's under pressure
from
all different angles right now.
Yeah.
So that's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's interesting because in some markets, and even ones around here, they'll still do highlights and whatnot, like art. But we've gone away from highlights. Now it's more tell us the story, give us your commentary, give us your opinion. Like, it's just everybody's trying to reinvent the wheel and just figure out what's going to stick.
It is exactly what we were trained not to do. Sensationalize the headline.
Have an opinion.
Yeah. It's
leave those opinions at home.
It is a jet engine, and it is all noise, and it can give you a headache. Now, that's not saying I'm not thrilled for LeBron James versus Steph Curry. I mean, that gets me going.
Okay.
I miss March Madness, like some of the events.
I'm talking about just the industry as a whole.
Okay.
But the sports still, I'm sure we both still have a passion. We still talk sports when she comes in for classes and stuff.
All right. Well, at WUSA 9, do you have a sports director?
Yes, and he's also the sports anchor and sports producer.
So one guy, three jobs.
Yeah,
that used to be.
We've got two. The main guy and then another reporter anchor as well.
How many minutes a night on the 6 and the 11 does your sports guy get?
Depends on the story, but usually it's maybe two.
So
tell the story.
Talking to a gal in Madison, Wisconsin, because, my other life is there. I have dual citizenship here. And they still get a full 3 minutes.
Wow.
And that's not even Milwaukee. That's Madison.
Time. Yeah.
And
seven minutes a show when I started at NBC.
Seven.
And it was like two or three an hour. Yeah.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Well, but it's funny because up there, every one of the local affiliates has still a sports department, whereas here, I believe 7 and 4 have outsourced that to the news anchors.
I mean, it's probably because I'm from Iowa, right? And I love the Midwest. And they party in Wisconsin. I love you, cheeseheads. But there's not much else going on. They live and die for their sports teams.
Right. They do love their sports there.
The news. Whereas here, we're always like kind of second fiddle.
What do you think DC has become? Are we now more of a political town than ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And politics is the number one sport?
It's
unfortunately
the cure for that is winning. We saw it with the Caps in 2018. We saw it with the Nats. It's a blip though.
But if
continued success might turn us back into a sports town.
Well, if they start winning, they're not going to suddenly hire a sports department at 4 now, right?
No, but you'll be in the A block, the first block of a show. You might get more headlines. You might travel more for things, and just the excitement about it. It's less about who's buying the Commanders, who's doing this. It's more just the excitement. But no, they're not going to bring in the bodies for sure.
They'll send news anchors to cover sports, which is always hilarious.
Why?
That happened to me when RG3 got drafted.
They don't know names.
They don't know.
They'll say and they lost 17-21. You know what I mean?
Look at the scores reversed, 17-21.
It's just like the nails on the chalkboard. Bless their heart.
Yes, bless their heart. Yes, the Arizona Wildcats today defeated that's the Cardinals. What are you talking about? Yeah, just get the city right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's great to be in this studio. This is Carol's new venture in life, the Well and Wonder Studio. In Northwest D.C., right off of, what is this road here?
Wisconsin
Avenue. Right off Wisconsin. Oh, it's Karma.
It is.
Right off Wisconsin Avenue.
It's a main artery.
Right.
Takes you right into Georgetown.
You're just a 3-wood away from the Maryland border. Not that that matters, but just so people know where it is.
Yep, Northwest D.C.
Yes, and you are a yoga, wellness, and events gathering place
You're reading the neon signs right in the windows.
Gifts.
Perfect.
Don't forget gifts.
And gifts.
Gifts. Yeah, yeah.
Yoga, hemp, events, and gifts.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a, you know, it's a wellness, it's a community center. You see that? You just walked in on that. It's just a neighborhood community center. We have classes, we have events, we have products, we have a beauty salon in the back. Everything's to kind of feel better. I mean, not kind of. It is.
No, for real, feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, feel better.
Supplements and hemp and CBD.
Yeah.
Other stuff
muscle
like that.
Muscle rubs. You got any aches and pains? tell me your problems.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
I think I strained my rotator cuff.
I'll be right back.
Scrolling social media.
No way.
Oh, my.
What?
People are like, how do you scroll social media? Like this? Swipe? Swipe?
What were you doing? Were you just in the wrong position?
Yes.
I have a biomechanical joint.
Yes.
Holding it too long. And now what?
I got done. I got done with the week. Plopped down on the couch for an hour of indulgent. Nobody bother me. I know this is bad for me. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, scrolling. Flopped down on my stomach, which people ripped me for. Uh-huh. They're like, what are you, a teenage girl? I'm like, I don't know. I'm a fat old man. I felt comfortable. I'm like, plop down. And I reach with my left arm like this. And because I was there for an hour, I get up. And I was like, oh, geez.
How long ago was that?
It was 4 days ago. It was Friday. It's getting better.
I bet you.
You got something for me?
Can I put it on right now?
What?
Wait, can you guys keep
a balm?
Talking? I'll go get a balm and we'll put it on. We'll see in 20 minutes.
I don't want to interrupt the flow of the conversation.
Okay, we'll do it afterwards.
But speaking of health and wellness, I want to hear Kristen's journey with breast cancer. You are a survivor.
I am. I'm actually a two-time survivor.
Wow.
Thanks. It's been
good
quite
Lord.
A journey. I'm about, let's see, where are we, May? So I'm a year being cancer-free.
Congrats.
I just finished last April.
Both times breast cancer.
Yeah, both times breast cancer. First time I was 26 when I was diagnosed, and then I was 27. Then I was 36 the second time. So I did the treatment, and then had 2 years of cancer free, and then I found another lump and was diagnosed about a month before my wedding.
Mercy.
So it's been quite a journey.
But here you are.
But here I am.
That's a love.
And I feel better, feel great. You know, everybody in the family's healthy, but it, you know, puts things into perspective. I always say breast cancer is one of the best things to happen to me in that it put me in the position that I'm in now, work-wise, life-wise. We were talking about sports. I was done. I was just kind of worn out with sports. I love sports. I love talking about it, right? Doing the stories. It just, the passion wasn't there anymore with everything, the way it was changing. And I was diagnosed at the end, basically, of my contract. And they said, do you want to come back? I'm like, well, I'm going off to have surgery. I'll talk to you when I'm done with all of that. But it was the thing that pushed me and finally got me out of my comfort zone.
Wow. Because
I could have stayed in sports and just kind of been hemming and hawing and complaining about the way things were going.
Did the company know you had been diagnosed with cancer prior to you were leaving? Or not, whatever? Like, because I can only imagine. Do you want to stay? No, I want to be thrown off of health insurance. I'm going through breast cancer, so, you know.
Right. There was a whole movement, Kristen Strong. And, I mean, we had a lot of people.
Yes.
All the stations were all behind her. And,
right.
It was honest and truly remarkable here. When I was first diagnosed, I just started working in Baltimore like 6 months before. So nobody knew who I was. I didn't know people at the other stations. And then I had been here for a few years. And people from every station in D.C. in this market, all the women, the men, they sent me meals. They just called to check in. Like, it really was incredible. And you think about this being such a big market, and it is competitive.
Yeah.
And Carol and I talk about this all the time, especially in sports. Us women are probably, like, the closest because we have to stick together, you know, support each other. What is there going to be competitive about? So everybody came out. It was really incredible. But I went to audition for the show that I'm on now. I went to radiation treatment and then drove here to D.C. to audition. It was like right in the middle of radiation that I had to come audition. And it made me do it. And like really just, if I don't go back to sports, then I'll find something else. But breast cancer is what was just like, okay, life's too short to be unhappy.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it affect your appearance when you were going through radiation?
You didn't lose your hair, right?
I didn't lose my hair. Okay. I didn't have to do chemo, thankfully. But because I had a recurrence, I did proton radiation in Maryland. On air, that was after radiation. But then I would get hot flashes and night sweats. So I'm sitting there doing an interview and I'm just like, start pouring sweat. It's really embarrassing. And I remember standing at training camp one year and just like,
oh my God.
Which of course is hot to begin
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah. The best day, it's you're pouring sweat. Yeah.
So you just, you know, it's those things. It's kind of like I'm supposed to be look all pretty and my hair be pretty, and then it starts to get frizzy because you get all sweaty and
sure,
nasty.
Sure.
And you're just like, sorry, I gotta step away for a second.
Well, it's nice that the other talent in the market rallied around you because you said, you know, life's too short. I thought about this Marley Rivera story.
I was thinking that
in New York, and I was like, oh my God, like what would spur somebody to call another female in the business knowing how tough it is?
She just lost her temper. She was stressed. I saw the clip and the people and the kids.
Call her an effing.
She didn't say it to her face. Like she just walked away and said, what a C word. And bless her heart.
Do you call other women that?
No,
word?
I never have. I
swear
never
to God.
Would, but I work. It is a constant mm-hmm. effort to work on yourself, to feel the solid ground, and work on your own energy. And that's, I watched that and I thought, oh, that poor lady's going to have to go through something. She's now been fired. You know, and there was that whole cat fight. I've seen it. I've never been a part of it. But
should
I've
the
seen
other
it.
Reporter have offered her some grace and accepted the apology?
Yes, yes.
The and whole... then said to the surrounding cameramen, delete that.
Yes.
This was a fleeting moment. Nobody
she
needs
was out for
to
blood.
Lose.
You're recording this, right? We've
yes.
all been there. We've all been there where we're like, you know, don't
well,
come at me,
we've all had our
bro.
Breaking point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, don't come at me, bro. But I see that breaking point in them. I recognize it. I had it myself many times. I, you know, there's certain behaviors I'm sure I'd take back if we could do it again. But in the always in the long run, and it comes with the inner work and the inner peace that you can get where you can handle the kind of outside noise. She couldn't handle that moment. That woman was
all
treading on her interview.
She had to interview Aaron Judge.
I know. That's what's so silly.
He's never done an interview ever before with anybody. Nobody.
She's
just
like,
kidding. The point is, it's so silly.
It's so silly, but you probably you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And
the
what
pressure to
have.
Get the interview.
Yeah, and now she lost her whole job because she used the C word. And by the way, I don't feel like, I don't really, I was always against, I was always trying to promote, we don't do women on women crime. Whenever we were bad mouthing, like why we became friends at convening stations, we were competitors, but we were friends.
We're not doing woman on woman crime.
I just knew that it's the success mm-hmm. of every woman brings us all, we right. all work so hard to get in the industry and right. then the success of every woman. To get catfighting, it brings us down.
Especially yeah. In the sports industry. You know, when I was in Baltimore, I was the only female
yeah.
covering Ravens, covering Orioles. At least when I came to D.C., every station had a female.
Yeah.
And at first, it's very intimidating, but the fact that you reached out and the women from the other stations and I could learn from all of you and see when they were all surrounded by these men that are there every single day and they're pushing each other for things, we could kind of have each other's back.
I know you do it for a living, but doesn't it feel bad to like just sit there and use other people's, you know,
material.
As entertainment.
Is oh, to like, to use their personal.
And if someone's wearing something wrong or
struggles,
they say something wrong. And,
like Jack Edwards being drunk, calling the final call of the Bruins.
I won't say who, but there was a woman that accidentally said the US Open on the air instead of the US Open, and it got a lot of play.
I didn't see that.
Okay,
one.
Well, it's just that. I'm just saying it, and I remember hearing it and being like, you guys, you have no idea. She was not in her head. She's reading the prompter. Like, it's not.
There
it's
was like, another one recently where a female anchor almost said big dick energy, and she check-swinged herself.
What did she say? Big Richard
I'd
energy?
Have to she was like, big dick, and we're here with live. No, I don't think anyone should lose their job over even something that might have been more serious.
Is the C word that bad? Is it that
yeah.
bad?
Yeah. That was going to be my point. Why is that word in her vocabulary? That's yeah. what she needs to maybe take some closer look at. It's a pretty bad word.
You Trevor, say you've never used it. I don't believe it.
I've never used
okay.
it.
Okay.
No.
But I don't think it's, I just, name calling it doesn't do it. Did you ever hear Trevor Noah? He did a bit. And he talked about was the P word. He's like, it's the strongest, it's the
oh,
most
I can't
magnificent.
Stand the P word.
He's like, it just comes right back. Why? He goes, why don't you just call someone a the P word?
What P word?
Mm.
It's a podcast. Say it. I'll bleep it out later. Pussy?
Yeah. Yeah. So oh. he was like, that should be you such pussy. A big compliment.
Oh.
Because that's like the toughest muscle in everyone.
Well, it's funny because the C word.
It takes a beating. It comes right back. It gives birth. It comes back. Yeah, try just to got find it. Something stronger or more resilient than the P.
It's got its own elasticity right. for sure.
Yeah.
Up to a certain age, from what I've been told. I wouldn't know. Yeah. Anyway. I think among, you know, as a man, like, God forbid, you never use that word towards, in a presence of, or in any relation to a woman.
No.
But sometimes with guys, if you're drunk enough, it's a term of affection to call another guy the C word. Like, come on, you're just being a...
Yeah, probably.
Because then that's guys okay, relating that's, to each other. When we give each other shit,
yeah, that's
how we tell
just
each
misogyny.
Other. We
so you, I would say no, guys using each other. It should be bad.
That's really?
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just.
What if I can call my buddies a pussy?
I can
like
say it. Women can say it like an endearing.
Can I call my guys on the golf trip pussies still, if they're being babies?
No, because then it's a negative. It's a derogatory okay. negative.
Well,
thing.
Give me a good insult to call them.
Call them penis heads.
Penis heads?
Yeah, I don't know.
Soft men? Look here, you soft cis men. You're the worst.
I mean, it's going to take a long time for the culture to kind of turn around, but just, I see it. It's
okay.
just, she was just losing her ass and
crazy stuff. Yeah. I don't think she should have lost her job for it, but that's
so.
Just
I don't think so.
There might have been a... You
know, I think there was a longer history.
I was going to say, yeah. there's probably a file behind it, because there's been people that have been excused for much worse, and they've survived.
But the way you look at, like, it, you know, it's that debate now. Are we getting to a point where it's just like, cancel, you said a bad word towards somebody else, without knowing what the background is. If that was what she got fired for, then we got a bigger problem on our hands.
Did you hear Jack Edwards, the play-by-play guy for the Bruins, in the final call as they lost to the Panthers? He sounded totally drunk.
No, but that sounds delightful.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, can we?
Okay, I'll dial it up. But he also made a Hindenburg reference, which some people took umbrage at. And I'm like, how can you? That was 100 years ago.
And it's still like people
and it applies.
Died.
People died. Well, people die in life doing hard, risky jobs. To me, sports because the Hindenburg, as you know, everything was going great. Little balloon ride, everything's uh-huh. fine. And then at the last minute, it burst into flames.
Yeah.
The yeah. sports Hindenburgs are such that you've got the number one seed in the Bruins, 35 points better than the Panthers who snuck in.
The they're Caps up, have been there they're, for
they're,
sure.
They're up 3-1.
Yeah.
And then everything explodes at the last second in overtime at home.
So
that is a literal Hindenburg.
So that reference.
It's perfect. You can't get mad at him for that.
No.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I'll try to find it. But anyway, talk about something for a quick second. Aaron Rodgers, I want to hear your thoughts, the two of you, on Aaron Rodgers, who is now a New York Jet.
Well, I mean, it's just the same of an aging star. Disgruntled, or even like Joe Montana, who was traded without any, notice. They just they replace him for Steve Young. But I still think like having an aging star who's hungry. What is he? Is he 38?
39. So actually, 40.
I think he's going to probably be a winner, and I don't know if he's going to handle the New York pressure right away. But true. I feel like there is. He
plus, he's in a place he wants to be in.
He's burning. He's still got talent. So I'm excited.
He's
about
one of those with, lacking, knock on wood, any serious injury that's going to keep going for the next probably 2-4 years.
But as
if
a
he's
person,
in a place that he
I'm
wants
not,
to be in.
I'm not rooting for him myself. I mean, and
he'll
I know we got
a little bit.
I don't know how Wisconsin feels about it, but
they're
I
done with him.
Yeah, they're done with him.
There were a lot of dry eyes when he finally was traded.
Yeah.
Most of the fan base ready to move on.
Yeah,
I'm just glad we're at a point, period, in the NFL where questions are answered. Dealing with the Lamar Jackson stuff for the last few months and the Aaron Rodgers stuff for that, like the draft is over. Now we can actually kind of focus a little bit and head towards the season instead right. of like who's getting paid what, who's
which
going
is only,
where.
Only
that's
four short months away. It'll never get here.
For season. This should be your favorite season.
No, I know,
it's
but as football
season.
Fans, we're always waiting. Yeah. Here's Jack Evans.
Frankie wins the series for Florida. And this joyride ends in a Hindenburg-like ending. The Bruins are the second record-setting team in a row.
So wait, have you done play-by-play?
Yes.
So you don't It's not like he came up with that out of thin air.
No, sometimes you do.
He had that ready.
Did he sound drunk?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
1,000%.
He slurred a little bit, but
he sounded like
he was a little slow on that one.
He sounded. Here you go. Here, one more time. Just take a listen.
He's in a Hindenburg-like ending. The Bruins are the second record-setting team in a
He's
row.
In shock.
No, I'm
with you. He definitely said a little tipsy there.
This is you calling your wife or husband when you're out. You're like, I'm not drunk. I'm just tired. Everything's fine. Like the sober spouse at home, wife or husband, they know.
You think you can?
Would it be wrong if he was drunk?
No.
You know, announcers used to drink in the booth all the time. Tom Brookshire got broken up with Summerall because they were just knocking back bourbons during games.
Yeah. I mean, there's
and that led to Summerall and Madden, the most iconic pairing
there's
in history.
There's some swing oil that comes in.
Swing lube.
But yes. I would say that drunk, probably. I mean, okay. You put your livelihood on the line every time you'd go on the air. But
you know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
All right, let's talk attending the NFL draft in person. Yeah. I think this is one of the dumbest things in sports. No. And I wouldn't. Are you kidding me?
I just got a text last week. One of my girlfriends asking, because my husband's in sports too, like, have you guys ever gone to the NFL draft? We should go. It looks like so much fun.
It looks like a party. It does look like a party. I've been to the NBA draft.
You'll be standing there waiting.
Yeah. And you can't
for them
see
to
anything.
Announce a name. Of
That's
someone
how much
you
they
don't
love
even know.
Their team. They're ready to boo. They're ready to cheer.
But they had the Jonas Brothers this year.
Right.
It looks like a party. I mean, it's just something to do. Get away from the doldrums of your
life. So you guys don't even think it's that dumb. You might actually go.
I would never do it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just so not judgy anymore. This is like, I should be more judgy. I just don't think it's.
That's good. You're a better person.
I just don't. I don't want to judge someone for doing it. I just would never do it. You couldn't drag me there. And you got to have, the Jets fans have to boo somebody, right?
Sure. So what is the dumbest thing in sports then, if the draft and going to the draft in person is not the epitome?
NBA regular season. Sorry, did I say that out loud? That's dumb, especially all the the stars that take games off. Forget it. It was, yeah, I wouldn't go to. I used to have really good seats for the Wizards, and if they're really popular, when they had Michael Jordan, right? So that made sense. But we had great seats. We spent a lot of money on it. It was fun to go. But
well, you're a basketball player,
yeah,
by trade, so you understand good basketball versus going through the motions.
Yeah.
And the problem with the regular season is not only are they kind of going through the motions,
playing
a portion of the guys are sitting out to load manage. And then what makes it even worse is we're finding out that once the playoffs begin, the regular season means even less because you got some of these upsets happening.
Right? Man, yeah.
But that said, God, these playoffs.
The playoffs are so amazing.
So high intensity. James Harden last night, 45.
Harden.
You're like, this guy's still
James Harden, good.
I can't believe it.
He doesn't perform on the big stage like that. I mean, where is
he hadn't for a while. And then last night, he's like, watch this.
45
I feel like every night we get that one big name. There was Steph Curry the night before. And, you know, every night it's just kind of who's the star
today. It's LeBron and Steph Curry. It's going to be so great.
Compare and contrast. Who do you like better of the two? LeBron or Steph?
Hate LeBron.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did I just say?
And
I'm
there
not
goes
judgy
all
Carol.
Of her. All the less judgy Carol just walked out of the studio.
LeBron has always done it for me. We did a LeBron show when he was in high school, and he was coming out.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did. 2003.
Tell Kristen about that.
Oh,
at a different time and age.
At one of the sports networks here in DC, we decided to air his high school game. This is a phenom. He was going to declare for the draft. We had the high school game. They asked me to pick a crew to. Be the analyst. I picked
to break it down after the game was over.
Yeah, it was not pre. It was.
I think
just
it was
post.
After the game was
here
over.
Here we are on a regional sports network in DC breaking down LeBron James High School. I mean, it was a high school game.
Right.
It was kind of silly, but we did a great job.
But we did it,
and people were watching. They knew it was going to be a big audience. Everyone.
Andy and I came in. Andy Poland, my former radio partner.
Yeah.
We got paid a modest stipend, but I know we got paid. You know why?
You wouldn't do it for
wouldn't
free.
Wouldn't fucking come otherwise. That's for sure. So I'm just thinking like that used to be the state of regional sports networks or RSNs. Not so much now, is it?
And I immediately just rubbed me the wrong way, the way he acted and he lacked the hunger for the big moment. He was hyped so much and he lacked it early on. He was looking to pass. I should have applauded for him early on in his career. He was always biting his nails, and then he wasn't nice to kids after games. I remember there's a whole thing. And ever since
as a high schooler.
No, this is after he got into the league and he started to, you know, and then when he left
LeBron.
He was like taking his talents. I was like done with that guy. But I still want to watch him.
Talents.
I'm gonna watch the game.
But we still say taking my talents.
Taking my talents to various places. Yeah. Kristen, what is your athletic background?
Personally, playing tennis and swimming.
So tennis and swimming, okay.
I wasn't good at the tall girl sports.
Even though it got some height going for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm 5'11", but I couldn't play basketball.
I bet you could.
That's weird.
We could do it again.
I played 1 year in middle school, and then I was the
team manager. They got pigeonholed into the post, you know, doing the training and the paint. And I just wish all the girls would have gotten ball handling
skills. Oh, I would love to. I like to get out there with my husband.
They separated us. They separated us early, like at 7, 8 years old. You know, the tall girls didn't get to learn ball handling skills.
So
they do now.
So what do you think difference between Steph and LeBron, Kristen, as you see them as two superstars, distinct in their own sort of character and persona and skills?
Well, I agree with Carol and some of LeBron. It kind of got to a point where it was just too much. The taking my talents, all of that. Who really needs to announce all of that? I feel like he's kind of, you know, it's a little less of him, especially with the Steph Currys coming up. So now he's got somebody to steal some of the spotlight. I've always enjoyed Steph Curry. I've enjoyed him in any interviews. I've enjoyed him. I'm not a huge NBA watcher.
Yeah.
For the points that you were saying with the regular season. It's just not exciting to me. It's not my sport. But if I were to, like, choose between one or the other, I would probably go with Steph Curry at this point. Just, I don't know, he just has a different persona, but maybe because LeBron's been around for such a big deal.
When's the last time the two cities met in the playoffs?
A couple years ago, but this is when the NBA was just coming out of the pandemic and the Lakers were a lot worse. So this is the first meeting where it looks like both of them have a chance to win it all.
Was that the first one? I feel like this is a duo that should have met many times up till now, especially since Golden State's in it so much.
But LeBron wasn't in the West until just a few years ago, and Steph was doing his thing there. I think the biggest difference between Steph and LeBron is The white kids out in the leafy neighborhoods where I grew up at the end of the driveway practicing their jumper, they can squint and see themselves as Steph.
Yeah.
Those white kids, we were never envisioning we're going to be a 6'8 freight train like LeBron.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Steph Curry has unlocked the dream of being an NBA player to kids of all socioeconomic backgrounds.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful thing for the NBA. It's good for the sport. It's good for society. Why not? You know, if you can play, if you're athletic. You know who's also playing a lot? Well, he was for the Kings. They're out now. For the Kings, was Herder. Remember Herder at Maryland?
Yeah.
They call him
tall drink of water.
They called him because he's redhead. Yeah, They call him like the ginger rifle or something.
Yeah.
I looked it up online. I was like, oh, that's what they're calling
him. Well, it's funny because you do like to see yourself and what you're passionate about, and it's kind of helped. And to take it back into sports casting, I just stopped seeing myself. There were more women. I stopped seeing myself there. I started to feel like a little bit more like no one's listening to me. This isn't about you guys. Stop posting all these crazy butt shots and boob shots because that's not what people don't. It's not about you. And then I realized that the bosses were valuing the
posts
wrong
and
metric,
the followers.
And I wasn't going to be able to compete with that. Mm. I was never.
Did they ever ask either one of you, hey, could you post a few more selfies?
Not
at
selfies,
events?
But they asked us to. They started asking me to post on every platform every day. I had gone to Super Bowl 50 and did tons of interviews. I met all my deadlines. It was great, and I was live on the air every day. I didn't post one time. I went to. One of my other London. I don't think I made one post while I was in London covering the Redskins Bengals. I mean, it was a tie, but still all around town. Mm-hmm. I did everything for the air. That's where I buttered my bread.
Yeah.
I was saving my stories and my scoops and stuff. And I realized I did it all wrong. Now, if I had now people are like, I want you to talk to my daughter. I'm like, I have no idea what to say. I don't know.
At this point.
What they would value.
Oh, talk to my daughter about getting in the biz.
Yes, I don't even know
what
to say.
It's all online digital now. Air, what you're putting out on broadcast is the bottom of the totem pole at this point because the news is so immediate.
And it's gotten to be the opposite where the fake look at me kind of is what they value now.
I mean, I never had a boss tell me do anything sexy or whatever.
I had an agent
but I had a photographer.
Get a boob job and you're going to go really far. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a photographer be like, if you wore a dress like that or showed some cleavage some more, those players would talk to you some more too. I'm like,
They make
I already stand out when I walk into a room because I'm almost 6 feet tall. Like,
right.
And it's just that, no, if that's why they want to talk to me. But it was like, you saw the dresses getting tighter and the cleavage getting bigger.
I do regret the shoulder jackets that I used to wear. And they made me cut my hair in Denver. And I tried to look, more manly. Less.
Really?
You tried.
I did that at my
your
first job,
outfit
too.
Was not supposed to be a distraction. No. You were supposed to just blend in.
It's so funny.
So different.
That's the way it started, and now it's flipped entirely the opposite.
You wanted to be like...
Show more shoulder.
Yeah.
Get a boob job. Grow your hair. Be sexy. All that other stuff that shouldn't necessarily matter.
Yeah,
right?
I
it's
know.
Unbelievable.
It
well, it's an influencer game now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come here, doggo.
Come here, Rona.
What do
come
we
here,
got
Rona.
Here?
Where's the studio dog, Rona?
Oh, thanks, Rona. Rona looks like a Aussie Shepherd.
She is a Pomsky, a Pomeranian Husky, but she has she has a blue merle coat, so she got that defect. You know, you're not supposed to even breed them or show them. It's a defect. The black and white.
Really?
It crosses a number of breeds. It
She's
crosses like
listen,
Huskies, Corgis.
Rona, listen.
Shepherds have a.
You
lot.
Are not a defect. You are a perfect creation of
Hi,
God.
Sweetie.
Right there.
Well,
no,
it's not
that.
God. She's an in vitro.
An in vitro puppy.
Breed,
that should not have happened.
I didn't know.
An illegal, unrecognized AKC breed.
Because they have
breed.
To use a husky mother
can you
and
pick,
then a palm father,
can you pick
which
her
is
up
tiny.
So we can get a good shot of
yeah,
her?
Come here, baby.
Will she,
come here.
Will she get Rona, up on your lap?
Come here, right here.
The best part
come
is
on.
When she comes in here and starts her
in
down
the middle,
dog.
In the middle of class.
Does she demonstrate downward dog?
Yeah.
She does a great down dog. She does a great, here you go, baby.
There you go. Get her some good FaceTime right there.
Yeah. Oh,
she's a sweetie pie.
You're so cute. Come here. Yeah, so she's...
She's camera shy.
She started to come into the studio with me every day because when I opened, I was completely by myself. And there's there's homeless guys. And I read something about a homeless guy attacking a woman in a mattress warehouse in, like, Texas.
Oh, boy.
And So these guys are nice, by the way. I know them.
So you got Cujo here to ward off any potential crazies.
I started to walk in every day by myself, and I had to leave the door open, and we're in the second floor. And yeah. You know about my friend that was abducted. So I just have this weird boogeyman scare. So I started bringing her every day.
That's not weird.
Yeah.
Not weird at all.
You have a friend.
Dealing with my own trauma.
Who was abducted.
Yeah, yeah. So
boogeymen are real.
And so I started bringing her. And by the way, she's the nicest dog ever. She's not even like a great. She's not protective at all. So, but then she started coming.
And so
she's
gentle and calm.
Super hairy. Sweet. So I have a robo vacuum. I'm constantly cleaning.
The best
up.
Is when, like, we were in here because we did a salsa night. Carol does some salsa dancing, and Rona's just laid right out. And you just kind of have to.
We have to, like, switch the floor, push her out of this because she wouldn't
she
move.
She would not
she
move.
Squats.
She's on her back.
That's so
she
funny.
She squats in here. She knows.
How is her downward dog?
It's perfect. She has most of the weight in her back legs. She pushes the floor away, equal weight. And she stretches. It kind of lengthens the spine, gets some space. Yeah, she's great. She does a frog, too. She's a hip opener.
Who invented the downward dog for yoga?
Well, it goes back centuries, so I'm not sure who invented it, but the whole
practice. When did they first start calling that move the downward dog?
Good question. It's the West. It's the English translation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but the translation is down. It's Adho Mukha Savasana. That means downward facing dog.
Who invented yoga? The Chinese?
India.
Indians.
Centuries
okay.
ago.
Okay.
I'm not there. I'm 32 hours of studying into a new 200-hour certificate, and I'm
for
sure
yoga.
It's coming. Okay. There's different limbs of yoga. There's the movement. There's the breath work. There's the meditation. And they want you to learn the Sanskrit. So if you're like saying, you know, Utkatasana for chair pose, you could say chair pose in your class, or you could say Utkatasana. But I went to India with all my Sanskrit knowledge. I could just teach a class even though I don't know. How to
chair pose?
Any, yeah,
chair
so it's
pose,
a universal
you're gonna
yoga
die.
Language.
That's what they should call it.
Have you tried yoga?
I have.
Yeah,
I did.
Tough.
I did the yoga module for P90X back in 2011.
Oh yeah, you went to P90X.
Oh yeah,
it was amazing. Were they sponsoring you?
Yes.
I will sponsor you. Can I sponsor you?
Do you know the only reason why I got through P90X?
Why?
Solly's laugh in my face as my producer when he saw me evaluating the program and the materials.
He said, "You're never."
It's my producer, Solly, Kristen, and he is wonderfully cynical about all things and knows me very well.
So he said, "You're never well,
lazy ass pop tart eating." Not you know
opposite of lazy.
Not Zabe, lazy, but
back in the day, Zabe would have to get up, host a national radio show on Fox.
Yep.
From like 5 to 7. What was
5 to 8?
5 to 8, 3 hours, and he'd be able to take a nap, and then he'd do another 3-hour show in the afternoon here in Washington, yeah, D.C. Yeah, yeah. He also would
drive back and forth.
He also would fill in for Jim Rome nationally. He had no time. There's no time you're off. You're
okay,
always
fair enough.
Producing.
So when you're off.
But I was a non-exercising when I wasn't working.
Because you're tired. Sleep.
Pop-Tart loving.
Zabe, it starts with sleep. You have to get enough sleep. To be able to do anything
on that. Listen, I'm hearing you on that. So anyway, they had P90X in 2010 came to us and said, do you want one of your hosts to endorse this? And me, I'm like, yeah, endorse it, whatever. And they're like, no, you actually have to do it. I said, well, let me take a look at it and see what this program is. So I'm looking at it. Solly comes by the office and he goes, what's that? And I go, it's some exercise thing. I'm thinking about doing it. And he goes, How often is it? And I go, it seems like it's every day. And he goes, ha, good luck. Boom, walks away. I was so pissed.
Yeah, that's a core
memory.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, fuck him. Here we
I'm
go.
Gonna do it.
Yeah. I was in. And the weird thing is, once I got through the initial part of maybe the first 10 days, 2 weeks, it became an obsession. Like, I got to get it in. Mm-hmm. Like, it's 10 o'clock at night. I just got home, but I don't care. I'm going to go do whatever. But the yoga module, unfortunately, in P90X was the longest one. Each one of them was 60 minutes or less, which is a lot because they say you can get a lot of benefit from 30 minutes of work out of it, right?
Yeah.
But it was 60 minutes, every one, except for yoga, which was 90.
Dang. So they did
that's
a lot. Of
that's a long yoga class.
Well, they warmed
it
you up.
Was yeah. hard. That said, it was cool as you went along, as you got through the 90 days, you got better at all the moves, including the harder ones.
So you actually did the 90-minute videos?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, poorly at first, better as we went along.
You feel yourself just
totally
loosening up.
So in the pandemic, when we were stuck at home and all my boutique studios closed around us, that's why I launched it. I can't do at-home workouts. There's some people that can and some people that can't. I think, and they were free because I was already one of the national corporate yoga studios. I had Belong, so they gave you all these like videos for free, like on demand.
Right.
17 minutes was the longest I could get in. I think so.
And why was it that it was harder alone?
I just need the positive peer pressure. I think in yoga especially, you have to be, you have to feel a way to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, being still, and that is not my default setting. I don't like to be still. I like to move. I have things to do. And even in the pandemic and the world shuts down, if I, you know, something distracting, whatever, the dogs, the kids, I just could not sit there in my living room and do yoga. I could not.
Well, especially with yoga too, it's nice to have the instructor here that just comes and adjusts you a little bit. Like I would do in just like warrior or triangle, thinking I'm doing it right. Then the instructor comes over and pulls my knee back or my arm back. I'm like, oh, this is how it's supposed to feel.
I can't move now. Okay.
That's good for in person to make sure you're aligned right, but so also you don't ditch. Now, I was in a class last night. I went to child's pose a few times. Everyone else is doing stuff. I needed a break, no problem. I'm going to go in child's pose.
Vinyasa.
Vinyasa, yeah. That's a sequence of movements matched to breath. It's like the Western kind of athletic kind of. You know, a lot of athletes do yoga. A lot. I've had many conversations with like Trent Williams. Because he's light on his feet. He's got great core. I've talked to him about yoga. He has a love-hate with yoga. But Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, athletes.
LeBron loves yoga. LeBron loves yoga.
Well, there's one thing. Yeah. Like breakfast at Tiffany's. That's one thing we got.
Well,
you like LeBron.
We had somebody on the show this week that also helps with Army veterans and our servicemen and women. And especially for men, it's harder to get men to come into yoga because you have to be vulnerable. You have to be able to be still and be with yourself. But it's the most exhilarating being still and having that mind-body connection. But and even just veterans and PTSD, or if you want to be physical, it doesn't matter your age.
And Zabe, if we did a class real quick, and I just did a basic foundational class for you, and you haven't done it in a long time, we are both going to find that edge, and we're both going to be equally uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so the whole room can mix levels. You can have kind of the shared experience.
You're saying yoga scales itself to each person's ability.
Don't ever master it. I mean, there's some people that can do some high-flying, fun, different things that they can do that you'll maybe never be able to do. And I had to accept a long time ago that there are issues with my back. I'm never going to be able to do that stuff. And I can lead a class and tell you how to get into, like, Ekapada dolphin, but I'm not going to do it myself because it's bad for me.
The hardest move in the P90X yoga was like a handstand where you got your knees on the back of your elbows.
Crow, yeah.
And
I can't do that. I saw Sean Taylor do crow.
Well, when I first saw that in the program, I was like, you're right. By the end of the program, I could do it for about 5 seconds. And I felt
amazing.
I felt like this is unbelievable.
Uh-huh. I could probably get you into it right now using a block, but you might pull something. You have to really engage your core. And
you gotta get my rotator cuff fixed. You know, this scrolling social media. Pretty embarrassing to have to admit that my shoulder's messed up because of that. All right, in our last 5 minutes, open season. Whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, I know. I sent you an article today.
You did, yes.
I'm so excited. Do you mind if I take the
first
one?
Go for it. No, you go for it.
So I see the death of RSNs.
Regional sports networks.
I think they're cutting. You know, I've cord cut it a little bit. I have the free channels and stuff. I have the platforms. I have Hulu. I don't get all the sports that I want to anymore because I have to pay for these platforms. I figure it's cheaper. Now I see these teams have been on cable since 1981 that really counted on those local dollars are realizing that so many people aren't on cable, so they're not getting enough eyeballs, so they're taking their chances, like the Arizona Phoenix Suns owner
Matt Ishiba.
Bally Sports, I think, is a little bit underwater, and then
a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, they're going down.
Diamond Sports is the parent company, so they decided to take their chances. They're taking their talents to, like, free channels and streaming.
Amazing. In part because Matt Ishiba knows they're not going to get paid like 8 or 9 other teams aren't going to get paid because Bally is bankrupt.
Yeah. So
they're declaring bankruptcy, and they're like, well, we're not going to get paid. What are we going to do? We got to get our product to the people.
The 180 of it, I started at a regional sports network here in town where we didn't care about ratings because we got a dollar or two from every single cable subscriber.
Whether you wanted to
whether
or
they
not.
Watched or not. So we had money. We had deep pockets. We could just go. We went on the air for hours. We had fancy talent. We all got good salaries. And then they just keep cutting, and I just see the death of it. It's going to all be like, you know, broadcast in a closet or a yoga studio now, like, and just like pick
but
up.
Is it because they didn't evolve? I mean, you know, when the Regional Sports Network here, my husband got let go from them because they were starting to cut everything. Yeah. But now he's kind of back working for him because one of the teams owns him now.
Your
but
husband like, is?
My husband's Brent Harris. He does play-by-play here in D.C. and in Baltimore. So he's working with Monumental Sports, which owns the Caps
and the Wizards.
And the Wizards.
Yeah. Or but vice they, versa, however you want to look at it. Yeah.
Wizards and Caps?
Ted owns Monumental.
Yeah. Ted owns Monumental.
He owns the teams that are valued at that, right. And then underneath it, he's got Monumental, which is the media distribution.
True. They own the teams own Monumental.
Right. They're all part of the same thing.
But they bought into the RSN here. Right,
so
there in
China. They did.
Yeah.
But what Monumental Sports did right from the beginning was that they were an online platform right away, whereas the NBC Universal and what we had Comcast Sportsnet and HTS, Home Team Sports, that was the RSN, they were very slow to do anything online other than just like blogs or articles. They asked us to blog all the time initially, but they were slow because they don't own the rights to the video. So it was like this.
True.
It was really hard to edit clips of people talking about stuff without the video.
Right.
And
right,
it wasn't timeless. So now they've made it a way to be timeless where they can talk about, you know, Jaylen Brown flexing after a slam and then losing, you know. And so,
sure.
You know, so they can use that as a 5-minute segment.
So do you feel bad about the demise of RSNs, Carol?
I just feel a shift coming, and I feel like the owners are going to start to take back a little of the power, and I think there's just so many choices out there. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think other teams are watching, and he could be a pioneer, or he could be, you know, fall on his face. Luckily, he has his own deep pockets to survive.
Yeah, he's a billionaire. Yeah, young so. Billionaire who bought the Suns because he's a big basketball fan.
I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm interested if others follow suit.
Well, even you look at local sports in the local broadcast, we can show highlights on the air, but we can't put anything on the web. So any story that we've done on the air, usually you just clip
web,
it and put
happening.
It on the web.
Yeah.
But we have to. We can put still photos.
Oh, God.
But we can't do anything. So whatever video we may have done for the broadcast that we want to send out on our app or send out on streaming, we can't do it. The streaming, like if it's like the digital, like the Roku or Fire, the apps there, that's a stream of our newscast. So you're going to see it there, but we can't clip those clips. So it's kind of like if you didn't catch it on TV, you're not getting it online.
As somebody who used to get their bread buttered by cable network and deep pockets and great salaries, now I've cut my own cord. You know, I don't do cable anymore. I'm happy that it's going to go into life.
I'm this close to cutting the cord on DirecTV and going to YouTube TV. Did you know that?
They're slow to like broadcast like local games, though.
What do you mean? 30 seconds behind?
I think YouTube TV, I don't think they're really in bed with a lot of sports teams. I don't know if you're going to get the kind
well,
of sports
Well, no, you won't access. Get – no, I will not get the specific teams – that are holding back their own rights to sell over the internet.
Yeah.
But what if I don't want those? What if I just want ESPN, TNT, et cetera?
Yeah,
might be a good move for me.
Yeah.
The reason that I hadn't even considered cutting the cord all this time is living way out where we do off the grid, our internet was pathetically slow, and I never thought it could support streaming. They somehow have gotten better at tightening up the package they send over the internet for video. That it actually kind of works right now.
Yes.
So if you cut the cord, then how would you watch a Commanders game or?
Well, I can watch it.
Well, the Commanders.
NFL is all national. So
and YouTube, Kristen, got the Sunday ticket. So my satellite now is kind of worthless for Sundays because DirecTV had the Sunday ticket exclusively for 25 years.
Right. So I get all the channels. I get the Fox. The NBC, the CBS, and everything. When you cut the cord,
you can tell I haven't cut the cord yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how this works.
You just cut the cord. Everybody's doing it.
All right, Carol, I want you to finish the podcast today with some sort of yoga, breathing, or incantation. Some kind of good karma.
Okay.
Nothing strenuous now because I haven't stretched.
Okay, I'm not. I'm not trained in breath work.
So you're not allowed to do one?
No, I'll tell you about some, but pranayama is one of the limbs. But there's two things that I utilize. Number one is this breath, which will immediately calm you down. So if you start to feel like the stress response, the alarm that goes off in your body, whether it's a pit in your stomach or your blood, you know, that one woman, what's her name? The Riviera from the ESPN?
Marley Rivera.
She should have just did two big sniffs through the nose and then a long exhale. No, like this.
Slowly exhale through the nose.
And slowly exhale. Make sure your exhale is as long as possible, like you're trying the race to go the longest. And the exhale through the nose. Keep going. That's good. You can do that 6 times, but in a slower, like more deliberate.
And then close your eyes and hopefully.
And then you feel your heart, your blood pressure, you just kind of relax a little bit. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system in your brain, which is where your relaxation center turns off your fight, flight, and freeze response of the frontal lobe, and it really helps stress.
Then you open your eyes and hope that they've rescinded the flagrant 2 on Draymond Green, because you bet on the Warriors. And it's only a common foul.
Everybody, yeah. That'll be the one. That'll be your one trick.
You'll be relaxed, and you won't have to watch them look at the play 20 times.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, one thing I've learned from Carol is you hear a lot of this with breath work. You think it's your word. It's woo-woo, right?
I always thought it was. I always thought it was so woo-woo.
And it's not. It's just this little things you can put in your day, whether you're doing cat-cows in the morning to wake up and just get your body going for 5 minutes. Like, just being able to incorporate any kind of wellness into your routine.
Zabe, I can't thank you enough for coming here, but can I get you in a cat-cow before you leave?
A cat-cow? Cat-cow.
Cat-cow.
What's a
cat-cow?
One of
the best stretches.
Cat-cow is a yoga stretch.
Oh, God.
Let's do it.
I haven't
checked
stretched.
My Instagram page, Well and Wonder Studio. We'll see if I can talk you into it.
Okay.
You could do the Rona Shavasana.
Okay. That pose I can do back there for sure. I'm actually an expert at that pose right there. Great Day, Washington.
Yes.
WUSA 9, 9 a.m. every morning. Kristen Burset with who else?
Ellen Bryan is my co-host, and we're streaming every morning too, so you can watch us. A little bit of everything, fashion, fun. You know, wellness, mindfulness, cooking, everything. It's a lifestyle show.
All right, ladies. Thank you.
Fun. Thanks, Abe.
All right.
Thanks, Abe.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, my bookie. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.